When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 201, Black Power Economics, Beyond Capitalism, The Economics of Education. Education is critical to the development of a Black Power economic system, but that does not mean a key to our economic freedom is enrolling more teenage blacks into private schools, raising more scholarship monies for black students who want to attend a traditional black university or college, or enrolling more black students in white America's colleges and universities. When we steer our students towards status quo institutions of education, they will be taught how to be productive within the white power system that presently dominates black people. As they go farther through this white power educational system, their chances of becoming unquestioning tools of that system will increase, and the chances they will perceive blackness the way we need them to perceive it will steadily decline. They will be taught that it is best that they participate in a process that, probably unbeknown to them, will stifle the development of anything black. The nature of formal education in the United States of America is such that the more of it you get, the more white inclined you become. That is true even if you attend the so-called black colleges, since black colleges are primarily passing on white values. Black power economists must promote educational institutions that promote black nationalism and define success within a black nationalist context. In fact, one of the early steps those in the forefront of black power economics should do is establish an educational institution that revolves around black power. In establishing this black education center, we should remember that buildings and rigid structure do not define reality. We should not get stuck on how an institution should look, should be financed, or should function. Mind over matter, function over form. At this stage, the more guerrilla it is, the more productive it will probably be. One of the things advocates of black power economics need to start doing is de-emphasizing the importance of a so-called formal education. What is learned is more important than where it is learned. The focus of education in a black power economic system should revolve around reinforcing black students' sense of self and encouraging them to not compromise their black essence. The every person for himself frame of reference should be discouraged and frowned upon. White power, white dollars, and white priorities should be dissected and exposed in all their negative essence. Black students should be taught that their challenge is to use what they learn to draw closer to their people, to understand why they should become more committed to their people, and to do what they can to advance their people and themselves within the proper context, the context of the black way. This challenge must be constantly kept in front of them, made a part of their heart, and better dispose them to choose their black substance over white seductions. What white power teaches black students is more harmful than beneficial. As such, as things presently stand, it is preferable that black individuals not attend white power America schools at all.